An environmental group fears the Kosciuszko National Park is being overdeveloped with little regard to the effects of climate change. The Kolong Foundation for Wilderness is considering a legal challenge to stop an 800-bed resort development inside the park. James Thomas reports.
The CSIRO is predicting that climate change could shrink Australia's ski season by up to 80 days a year by 2050. The National Parks and Wildlife Services Deputy CEO, Rob Quirk, says...
We're cognizant of climate change. We're talking with the resorts about it all the time. You know, we're all watching and waiting to see how it actually shapes up over the next 50 years.
Too little, too late, according to Kolong Wilderness Foundation's Keith Muir.
We think that the ski resorts in Kosciuszko should be phased out by 2030 when there will be no snow that's viable for the commercial operation of ski resorts, even with snowmaking.
It's not that there will be no snow in 2030, but it is likely to be greatly diminished, according to the CSIRO's Climate Science Research Director, Kevin Hennessy.
If we continue to increase greenhouse gas emissions at the current rate, then there will be a relatively rapid decline in snow cover and snow duration.
Mr. Hennessy confirms that even man-made snow is threatened by climate change.
We anticipate that by around the 2030s, the opportunities for snowmaking might be halved, with the exception of some of the higher resorts where the opportunities might be halved by the 2040s.
But the National Park's Rob Quirk says pulling the pin on ski resorts in the park is not an option being considered by the government.
The practical reality is we have existing businesses based there now that are focused on the snow that is still falling, and our principal responsibility is to ensure we manage those sites to the benefit of the park and to the benefit of the community.
The National Parks and Wildlife Service receives millions of dollars every year from visitors to the park, but Mr. Quirk denies that the park is a cash cow for government.
Now, the revenue that's raised in COSI is less than we spend in managing the park.
Last year, the US ski giant Vail Resorts bought Perisher from James Packer. The deal included a proposed 800-bed expansion to the Perisher Resort. The Kolong Wilderness Foundation's Keith Muir.
It's a concept plan. We think that it has to be re-advertised and be subject to independent review by the Planning Assessment Commission.
Mr. Muir says his organisation represents community members who are dead against further development in the park for fears the natural environment risks being destroyed by overdevelopment.
The Kolong Foundation is reviewing the legal situation in regard to this concept plan approval. You can't continue to grow resorts as if it was Noosa Heads. It's not. It's a national park.
Keith Muir from the Kolong Wilderness Foundation ending that report from James Thomas. And in a statement, Perisher boss Peter Brulesau said Vail Resorts is committed to caring for and preserving the natural environment. As evidence, he's pointed to conservation measures to protect pygmy possums and tree planting in the resort.